Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
Another Saturday, another fun time, lots of great music. I mean, we've got all kinds of stuff happening today. You'd not believe it. But, hey, this is Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, and we know how to TCB. And today, you're going to get a sample of how we do it. And, hey, guys, you're not going to be able to help but absolutely love this, because it's fantastic. I'm saving the big guns tomorrow for the gospel show. There's two Mario Alonso songs from the Student Prince that we're going to play tomorrow. And they're absolutely beautiful. They kind of, his voice is kind of operatic. So, but it's gospel. It fits the gospel show. So we're not going to play him today, but we'll hear him tomorrow. So that's fantastic. But hey, you know, we got Ray Stevens and Bob Seger and Mary Chapin Carpenter. Yeah, that's her name. And Dan Seals and Wilson Pickett. Oh, and I get a little bit tongue-tied going through all this stuff, trying to get it right. But we don't care if it gets right or not, as long as we play it right. So, you know, this is just good stuff. So let's get started. And I want to start with, let's see, where did I put that? Anyway, we won't start with that then, since I've scrolled past it. It's gone somewhere. We're going to start with Diamond Rio. Now, that is not 60s rock and roll, but it's good stuff. So Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I start walking your way, you start walking mine. Thank you. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
That song. That is the way you need to handle a relationship. You need to compromise. You need to agree on stuff and not just always be arguing trying to get your own way, because that doesn't work. If you meet in the middle and you figure what works for both of you, then it works. And there you go. And sometimes it ends up a little lopsided anyway, because you have one person that just loves to give. And that's okay. Mm. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Because when you have one person who loves to give, you have the other person that does things the way they think is good and right, and they're thinking about the other person as well when they think about stuff. So it works too.
It works.
And it
good.
Works very, yeah. very nicely. Very nicely. Mm. So you can't say you always have to be equal, even Steven stuff. That very seldom fly anyhow, so you don't have to do that. You don't find what works for you and call that the middle. That'll work. Call that the middle.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. Brandon sent me a song for last week that I couldn't play because we last week it wouldn't load my songs. So Susan, welcome.
Hi, I'm here.
Hello, Susan.
Good deal. We'll see how many times you have to fly across the Atlantic today.
Well, I'm sorry I'm a bit late because I've got my grandchild, and I'm afraid he don't time things when he does his ablutions, so I had to.
He doesn't know how to tell time yet. And it's perfectly okay because I'm here anyway, honey. So it's not a problem. You come whenever you're able to, and we're here. So no big deal. We were just talking about meeting in the middle, you know, and that middle is not always smack dab even Steven, right there in the middle. It's wherever is right for the two people involved, and that may not be the middle to some other people, but to you it is. Work this click, click, clack, clack, clack. What's going on? We're having a type of a sound.
Yeah.
What headphones do you have on, Anne?
I've got the ones from Shauna's yesterday.
Well,
didn't Hey, Anne, didn't Shauna say something about turn off your notifications? I wonder if that's what it is.
I haven't got them on. I've already turned them off.
Okay, I'm going to go off and then I'll come back again because I'm going to turn them off. Okay.
Maybe that'll clear it away. We're going to start a song.
Yes.
We're going to do a Brandon's Quest in the meantime. Because it didn't load any of my songs last week. So this is Mariah Carey. And she's going to sing Without You.
Oh.
No, I can't forget this evening. Know your face as you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile.
You go, Mariah Carey, About You. And you know what, that's a good song no matter who's singing it, but I do prefer Harry Nilsson doing it, but that's okay.
So do I.
You know what, that's okay. This was a request. Brandon requested this, so we played Mariah Carey, and it's not a bad version. I just
prefer
the original, that's all. And that's okay, that's not the deal. Everybody's got their own taste. Everybody does their own things. And Brandon has introduced us to some good music that I thought was really going to be funky weird. But it turned out good. So, hey, you know, we're all okay. We learn new stuff. That's part of what my show is about, right? Learning about new music that we've never heard before. And realizing there's more than just the stuff that we've loved for years. There's all kinds freaking music out there. You got to let it in. Expand your horizons, as they say. Oh, my goodness sakes. You know what? I've got to do one that's I find amusing. I kind of like it. Do you guys remember, and this isn't the song, but this is going to trigger it in your mind. Do you guys remember the song Spiders and Snakes and Wildwood?
No, I don't think so. No.
Do you remember the name Jim Stafford?
Yes.
Okay, we hit the chord there. This is Jim Stafford doing Swamp Witch. If he ever sings. Well, okay, that's...
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track, Hattie Shack, in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Shadows fill the sky. There came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew. Whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. There ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch him from the Black Bayou. Party of 10 of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. Cause a parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, don't come looking again.
Jim Stafford just puts his little twist on it, you know, makes it great, makes it so enjoyable. And music should be enjoyable. If you don't like it, you wouldn't listen to it, right? So, hey, I have something here that is so, so typically 60s. And the 60s was a decade that, well, yeah, lots of decades, that you could musically do anything you wanted to. And it would always be accepted by different segments of the fan base. Some were accepted by everybody. Some were just accepted by a very small core. This is like folk music type stuff. Bob Dylan style. And this guy's name is David McWilliams. And this song was given to me by John. So, and you know, I think I played this a few years ago, and before John had asked me to play this song as a request at that time, I'd never heard David McWilliams. And I guess he's had a lot of songs, I just never heard them. So we're going to hear it today. It's really kind of a cool song if you listen to it for what it is, for how it was made, and how he did it. It's awesome. It really is awesome. So thank you, John, for introducing so many of us to something new. David McWilliams doing The Days of Pearly Spencer.
A tenement, a dirty street, walked and worn by shoeless feet, in silence long and so complete, watched by a shivering sun. Old eyes in a small child's face, watching as the shadows race through walls and cracks and leave no trace, and daylight's brightness shone.
The days of Pearly Spencer. Is almost run.
Nose pressed hard in frosted glass, gazing at the swollen mass on concrete fields where grows no grass, stumbles blindly on. Iron trees smother the air, but withering they stand and stare through eyes that neither know nor care where the grass is gone.
Pearly Spencer, the race is almost run.
Pearly, where's your milk white skin? What's that stubble on your chin? Buried in the rot gut gin, you played and lost, not won. You played a house that can't be beat. Now look, your head's bowed in defeat. You walk too far along the street where only rats can run.
The days of Pearly Spencer. The race is almost run. The days of Pearly.
All right, David McWilliams, The Days of Pearly Spencer. And John requested that, and thank you so much. We are broadening our horizons. All right.
I don't remember that one. Yeah, it's good.
I know, and I didn't either. But it's good. It's like a Bob Dylan type.
I do remember it. I do.
Oh, good.
I do remember. Yes, I do.
Well, I'm glad somebody does.
I think. I don't think. Can you hear Anne? Because she says she's talking, but we can't hear her.
Oh, No, I don't have her muted either. I've got her mic open.
No, she's gone off. Oh, never mind.
Bouncing back and forth across the big water.
Yep.
That's okay.
You can handle that.
It's time for another funny one. And this is one that I remember we used to turn the radio on in the dining room. And after supper and dishes and all that stuff, we'd turn the radio on. Everybody else was in the living room. And my sister and I would be in the dining room with the radio on, and we'd be dancing, just having a good time, and we would hear this song quite often. You cannot dance to this song, but you can laugh to this song. The Coasters singing Along Came Jones.
I flopped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger called Salty Sam was a chasing post we flew. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
"If you don't give me the key to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half."
And then he grabbed her,
and then
he tied her up,
and then
he turned on the buzz saw,
and then
and then a long day's job.
Talking Jones.
A long game, lonely, Jackie Jones.
Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was a having fit. That villain said,
"Give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits."
And then he grabbed her,
and then
he tied her up,
and then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite,
and then
and then a long game jump. Talking jump. Slow walking jump.
Slow talking jump. Give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her,
and then
he tied her up,
and then
he threw on the railroad track,
and then
that train started coming,
and then
and then a long game jump.
Talking Joe.
Along came lonely, thank you, Joe. Along came lonely, thank you, Joe.
Now you have to admit, that was very entertaining.
That was different.
I used to love that song, Rosie, and I still like it. I mean, you know, it's just, it really has no redeeming qualities, but I like it anyway. It became popular right at the time. Do you guys remember that cartoon show, Dudley Do-Right? The Canadian Mountie that rode his horse backwards, and the horse was in love with his girlfriend, Nell, and they had the Gopher Indian tribe and all that, and Whiplash was always trying to tie Nell to the railroad tracks. That was the same, obviously nobody remembers that, but that was the same time that this song came out. And so I would remember those things every time I heard this song, and it was just quite entertaining. I guess that's what I have, that's all I have to say about that. We'll go on to the next one now. my memories just kind of float to the surface every once in a while, completely out of context. I mean, nothing. So just ignore. Another request from Brandon. Now, where he came up with these guys, I don't know, because I've never heard of them. I've never heard the song, but I thought it was pretty good when I listened to it. So this is St. Paul and the Broken Bones singing Sugar Die. From the fact that that was a good song. Thank you, Brendan. Opening our horizons, like I said, whoever heard of St. Paul and the Broken Bones? Okay, anyway, I guess it's not really any more strange than some of the band's names in the 60s. They came up with pretty weird ones. So, hey, you know what? I don't know, this isn't really an announcement because everybody knows about it, but I am going to say happy birthday to Lisa Marie today. Elvis is 52, and happy birthday to her. I hope she is having a wonderful day, and hey, you're only 52 once, honey, so enjoy. Just
happy
enjoy.
Birthday, Lisa Marie. Love you, darling.
There we go. And I think in honor of that, we need to play an Elvis song, don't you?
Yes, please.
I'm going to play one that I just haven't heard very often. And it doesn't have anything to do with birthdays or anything, so you know, we're not going to do that. It's called When It Rains, It Really Pours.
You know what it takes, you got it, baby. You are the only one I chose. They don't leave me here with all these heartaches. Only you in heaven knows about my troubles, troubles, troubles. When it rains, it really pours. You shouldn't have took away my loving. You know you thrill me from head to toe. I got a feeling for you, baby. And you're the only one who knows about my troubles, troubles, troubles. When it rains, it really pours. What you did to make me love you, you really opened up my nose. You got what you wanted, now you left me. That's the way the story goes. Well, I got troubles, troubles, troubles. When it rained, it really poured.
And there you go. A little bit of soul from a big guy.
I've not heard that one.
You don't hear it very often. I've only heard it like 3 or 4 times. And this was one of those. So, you know, they just don't play it very often. And it is so good. If you like the soul and the blues. And I love the
I
way
don't think they play. I don't think they play Elvis's early stuff enough, to be quite honest.
No.
I think they
no.
should play it more.
They do the stuff from his later concerts because that's what
they
most
do.
People
I mean, we all love them, but his early stuff was brilliant.
Well, yeah, but he did such a good job on the blues and soul
he did,
music.
Yeah.
And he was I'm lost for words because I love it when he sings the blues. It's just wonderful. Okay, you know what? This isn't the blues, but it's a big one. And I'm sorry, it's not Marty. It's not Elvis Presley. It's Marty Robbins. So I know Shauna will appreciate. I grew up with this song. Unfortunately, it doesn't have nice connotations with me, but it's a good song. So I'm going to play this song, Big Iron.
To the town of Albury rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red had not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
All right, Marty Robbins, good old Marty Robbins. And, you know, he lived right here in Phoenix when he started. He started as a DJ. And, they got some songs into the station to play, and this is, if I got my facts right, people, I mean, you know, my memory could be faulty, but they got some songs to play into the radio station. That's how they used to do things. And he listened to some of those, and he goes, "Ah, man, I could do a better job than this." And so somebody said, "Well, why don't you?" And that started him off on his singing career. And he did do a better job, by gosh. And he kept going and kept going.
Yeah.
In fact, I was working at KGA Radio in Spokane, Washington in the early 80s when he passed away. And it was such a shock to hear that. You know, say what? No,
yeah.
Marty Robbins can't leave. He's a staple of the music world. He can't go anywhere. You know, but a heart attack got him, and it was so sad. I was so sad that day.
Oh, bless.
I didn't cry, but I was very sad because I grew up with music every Friday night. That should give you a hint. But anyway, we're going to go with Bob Seger now. We're going to pick this sucker up and let it fly. Bob Seger, old-time rock and roll.
Okay, Detroit, you can sing along with this one if you want to.
Thank you.
Bob Seger. Yes, yes, yes. If you need to lift your spirits and you need to dispel a depression or just plain unhappiness or you're just bored, Bob Seger's going to do it for you, honey. So just keep that in mind because, oh, my gosh, his music just gets up and moves you. And I love it. Just love it. Okay, something that may move you, may not. I like it. Others don't. I don't care. I like it. I'm playing it. It's a duet. Love Me Tender with Elvis and Thalia. And I hope you enjoy it because I like it.
Say you love me a lot, and I'll be true to you.
tag they put on the end of it. That's awesome. I love that. I love how they put
that
together.
I thought that was beautiful. I liked
it. Yeah. I love how they put it together. I love the little tag ending they put on that.
Yeah.
Of the other song. And it's just, I think it's just beautiful. It just kind of flips that switch inside of you. And it's the dreams start to flow. And
I think that's
wonderful.
One of the best ones I've heard.
I love it. I do love it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. In order to just completely ruin the mood, sentiment, a totally different way to play it. Dan Seals, I want to bop with you, baby.
Oh.
We're a bopping now. We're just bopping.
That got my toes tapping.
Hey, there you go. Tapping toes are a really good start.
Yep.
And then if you get up off that chair, everything else kind of follows those toes. Of course, where your toes go, the rest of you kind of has to follow, doesn't it?
It does.
I would like to see just once where somebody's toes are tapping and the rest of them go somewhere else. That just is. Maybe It was amusing for a moment. What can I tell you? But now that we have Artosa Tap, Mary Chapin Carpenter's going to keep them going with Down at the Twist and Shout.
On the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, got to Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regret, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance. They got an alligator stew and a crawfish pie. A Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet show. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to play with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fado-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner at occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
That gets you going. Dance to a band from Louisiana. Oh, yeah. It's afternoon, night, weekends, whenever it is the right time for a band from Louisiana.
Yeah.
That Cajun music. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is something to get your blood boiling. And then you know what you got to do with it. But, you know, that's another conversation. Okay. And poor Anne is sitting here. She's here. She's not bopping back and forth. She's here, and I have her unmuted, but I can't hear a syllable she is uttering. I'm not sure if that's good or not, but I can't hear her. So I'm sorry, Anne. I really am. I don't have anything I can do about it, sweetheart. I just don't. And I'm not crazy about that fact, but, you know. I didn't think I was a control freak, but maybe in some instances.
Yeah.
I want to control.
Never mind, Dan. Next time.
Yes, yes, and she'll come back next time, and next time it'll work. I mean,
it's just
so fickle. It just bounces back and forth so badly. We never know what to expect, but that's okay. Keeps things interesting. What can you say? All right. You know what we're going to play now? It's another good one. and it's another Southern rockin' song. And Kentucky Headhunters, does that tell anything? Oh, yeah. Kentucky Headhunters doing Dumas Walker. Have fun. Down to Dumas Walker, and we're going to have something to eat, and we're going to tap our toes and jug and whatever else the spirit moves you to do, because it's going to be fun. It's going to be so much fun. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, hey, guys, I got another great one. The songs just started flowing thick and fast, and then I couldn't play them last week. Oh, how deflating. Oh, man, it's like the air in a hot air balloon suddenly turned ice cold. But you know what? We're doing it now. So here we go. Mel McDaniel, stand up.
Your Honor, I have a witness who can clear my good name.
Is this witness in the courtroom?
He is, Your Honor. Mr. Mel McDaniel. He's sitting right. Whoa. Your Honor, could I make a motion in front of the court, please? Thank you. Goodbye!
You ever had a heart
date. One of those can't wait. Things go a little too far in the middle of a good night. Have you ever got right in the back seat of your car? I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Ever met a woman late night roaming? Party till your money was gone. A smiling Mona Lisa loaded up your visa and took a bartender home. I said, stand up, if you ever been there. Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. He-Man, do it just for me, man. Knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero. She rated me a zero. Said, honey, child, you ain't through. I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify.
Now you gotta love that. You just gotta love that. It just gets your toes going and your legs follow, and then your hips start moving and your shoulders start shaking, and you can't help it. Pretty soon you're dancing up and down the aisle all over the place, whether it's a courtroom or the church or home. I mean, that makes your living room an awful fun place. If that's where you are, you could be anywhere else too, and I don't want to know. Anyway, poor Ann, still having a terrible time with her phone. Just not going to get there today, I don't think. But we know she's here, and we know she's listening, and she's enjoying it too, so that's okay. We can handle that. That's all right. All right, Sam and Dave. You guys remember Sam and Dave? They're from a while ago. Do you know what?
I'm not sure.
Okay, you'll remember this song. You'll remember this song, Soul Man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, 'cause I'm coming.
All right, there we go. Sam and Dave. And it's just good music. What can I tell you? Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network. And we are TCBing. We just are. And if you don't feel that, then you got to wake up, man. Have a dose of caffeine or something because you're missing it. Remember I told you we had Wilson Pickett? Well, we're going to do Wilson Pickett right now. Mustang Sally. Pickett was the soul man.
He was.
Oh my gosh. He just, you know, there were so many of them. Sam and Dave, Sam Cooke, James Brown. I mean, oh my gosh. You just, Wilson Pickett. I mean,
I love Wilson Pickett.
Oh my gosh. And the list goes on and on. Little Richard. I mean, you just can't. Of course, he was more rock than soul, but it was just so rich in that soul and rhythm and the blues. And you just couldn't help but love it. You couldn't help it because it touched you and it put you in such a happy sunshine mood. You can't deny that. Okay, I've got one now. It's not soul music, guys, but it's good stuff, and it's from way back when. Thurston Harris doing Little Bitty Pretty One.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just can't help but feel good when you hear that. There is absolutely no way that you can't feel good by the end of that song if you're listening to it. Now, you know, that has to be a requirement. You have to be listening to it. That's the whole thing. But that song always makes me feel good. It's just, you get to clapping and you get to just moving your feet. It's just fun time. It's fun time. No, I've got time for another couple of songs, but I wanted to say thank you to everyone who came in, stuck out with me, and had a good time. The people in the chat, we were talking back and forth and just having fun. And Susan was here. She must have come back, what, 4, 5, 6 times, something like that. But she always came back. And I really appreciate that, Susan. Thank you so much. And poor Anne, she's not bopping back and forth, but we're not hearing a single thing she says, and I don't know why. But I'm really sorry about that because I enjoy her. But thank you for being here anyway. She stuck it out. Even though we couldn't hear her, she stayed here. And everyone else out there who is listening, all my friends and my family that I know listen, thank you so much because that means you enjoy it. And I'm glad that even after all these years, you enjoy listening to me because that's a miracle. I love you all, and you know I love you. Just at some time, say hi. I love it. It's great. You know, right now we're going to do something fun. I've got 6 minutes. That's time for a couple of songs. The Irish Rovers. Do y'all remember the Irish Rovers? Oh, they came up with one that I absolutely loved when I was a teenager. The Irish Rovers doing the Unicorn Song.
A long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do, build me a floating zoo. And take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals 2 by 2, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was falling. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day.
You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Oh, yeah. I love that song. Unicorn. It's great. It's totally great. I hope y'all enjoyed it. It's fantastic. And I've got one to go out with that I like. It's another mover, guys. It's another mover. Luke Bryan, Country Girl Shake It.
Hey, girl. I know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. They got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Hang on me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds. Shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down. In the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Wonderful night. We'll see you tomorrow for the Gospel Hour. Bye.